Christmas presents.
It's beautiful, said Aditi.
The Christmas tree filled the cottage with the aroma of fresh pine. Its crown brushed the living room's low ceiling. The tree was decorated with sparkling bright ornaments and tiny winking lights. At its base lay a handful of colorfully wrapped gift boxes. It was Christmas Eve. Jordan and Aditi had invited Nick, Rachel, and Dee Dee to spend the holiday evening with them, and Cree, of course. The cottage was too small for overnight guests, so they stayed at the inn in the nearby village. Now they stood admiring the tree, smiling, warm, happy. Jordan had whipped up a bowl of frothy eggnog and even convinced Cree to have a cup. At Jordan's insistence, Cree had given the other security guards the holiday off.
It's Christmas, he had told Cree. Let them spend the holiday with their families.
Cree had nodded reluctantly. None of them in the cottage had family to be with. But he muttered, the bad guys don't take Christmas off. Jordan had conceded the point and phoned the local constabulary to ask them to block the road leading from the village to the cottage. Satisfied? He had asked Cree, half-teasing. Cornwall's finest will protect us. Cree's response was a guttural mumble. As they crowded the cottage's tiny living room, sipping eggnog in front of the crackling fire that Jordan had built in the fireplace, Aditi said,
Remember to leave room for dinner.
Dinner's not till 7 o'clock, said Jordan, sitting next to her on the sofa. He glanced out the window and saw that it was already full night outside. The owner of the inn said his cook was making a special Christmas dinner for the six of us, with all the trimmings.
And what are the trimmings? Aditi asked.
Before Jordan could reply, the phone announced, Professor Rudaki is calling.
Rudaki? Jordan responded, puzzled.
Put him through. Janos Rudaki's image appeared in the viewer built over the fireplace. As usual, he appeared slightly rumpled, his thick mop of black hair askew, his face halfway between a frown and a tentative smile. He was wearing a festive red jacket instead of his usual dark suit.
Professor, Jordan called cheerily. Merry Christmas!
The same to you, Rudaki replied. Although it isn't Christmas Day as yet.
Greetings of the season, then. It's good of you to call.
Rudaki's smile turned slightly warmer.
I have decided to give you a Christmas gift.
You have? How thoughtful of you.
In the slight delay caused by relaying the message off a communications satellite in geosynchronous orbit, Jordan wondered what the crusty professor was up to. A Christmas present?
Yes, Rudaki said. You realize, of course, that you are campaigning for my seat on the World Council. I represent the European North American bloc.
Suddenly alarmed, Jordan answered,
It's nothing personal, sir, I assure you. Yes, yes, I understand. Politics makes strange bedfellows and all that.
I'm afraid so.
Well, I have decided to retire from my seat on the council. As of January 1st, you will be running unopposed.
Stunned, Jordan sank back into the sofa's cushions.
But I thought you said Halleck wouldn't allow you to retire.
Rudaki started to run a hand through his unruly hair, thought better of it.
She insisted I remain on the council, but the time has come to stand on my own 2 feet once again. With you stepping in to replace me, I can retire gracefully, and even perhaps go to New Earth to join my daughter.
Halleck won't like this, Jordan said. With a careless shrug, Rudaki countered, She'll live through it. She's a strong one.
Jordan realized that this meant his election to the council was practically assured.
Professor, I don't know what to say. How to thank you?
With a knowing grin, Rudaki replied,
After sitting through a few council meetings, you may not feel so grateful.
I don't have a Christmas gift to give you in return.
Get the next mission to New Earth started, Rudaki said, and make certain that I am included on it.
I will, said Jordan.
Good. Now goodbye, and again, Merry Christmas to you all.
And his image winked off.
You'll win the election, Aditi said, radiating happiness.
Congratulations, said Nick, offering his hand.
I better tell headquarters about this, Cree said, reaching into his trousers pocket for his phone.
Rudolfo Castiglione stepped through the doorway from the dining room and said,
Put your phone away. No one is calling anyone.
Startled, Jordan saw a tall, gangling black man standing beside Castiglione. Both of them had guns in their hands.